Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Text is the gospel lesson. Herod the king, he'd been doing his king thing for a while, and he was pretty confident that things were okay. It'd been quiet. There hadn't been any revolutions lately, and the Jews had basically shut up and quieted and stayed where they were supposed to be and didn't give him any problems. And then the word comes to him that there's three wise men. Well, wise men is how it gets translated. What we'd call them today is astrophysicists. Now, the Italians would call them wise guys, but it's not Luigi and whatever from the mob. These are the three people who came from the east to worship this Christ because they'd seen a star and they believed that this is the one they were waiting for. And so they went, and they stopped by Herod's place first. And, of course, Herod said, what are you guys doing here? What is it that you come to do? And they said, well, we've come to worship the Christ, the King of the Jews. And you've got to believe this got Herod's attention. Herod, probably like every other politician in the world, wasn't the most secure person in the world. And the last thing he needed was somebody bringing in a new king. And this king is a child. Where is this king? How do I find him? What do I do with him or to him when I find him? So he made a deal with the three wise men. Said, where are you going to find him? Well, they didn't know for sure. So he called on the Jewish establishment, the priests, and all the experts and said, where is this child to be found? And they said, well, very simply, it is said by the prophet that he will be found in Bethlehem. Well, that was an out-of-the-way kind of a no place, kind of like Black Creek. You know, you had to work far to find it. And so they departed to see if they could find him. In the meantime, Herod's saying, go say and look and see what you can find, then come back and tell me. The idea being, yeah, come back and tell me and I'll take care of him. He won't last very long because the truth of the matter is Herod intended to kill him. And in the next lessons, when you go to the days of holy innocence, Herod will see to the killing of all the male children up to 2 or 3 years old in that area because Herod was a really uncomfortable sort and he didn't understand what this meant that this was going to be the king of the Jews. He thought that somebody was going to come and take over his kingdom, which he didn't really think was something he wanted to do right then. He wasn't ready to retire. He wasn't ready to give it up. He'd worked hard to get to that point, and who knows how many bodies he left in his trail to get to that point. I'm sure there were some bones buried somewhere. With all these guys, there always was. So he tries to find out, and they depart. And they go and they find him. They find the baby, they find Mary, and they worship the child. Because they had been told that this was the King of the Jews. This was God incarnate. This was God come to man. The promise that people had been looking for centuries was now here in this place, in this child. Now that took a lot of faith on their part because why, if you're looking for somebody who's going to be king of the Jews, do you look at a baby? Why would you think a baby would have that kind of background and that kind of power? But at any rate, they believed it, and so they worshipped him, and so they left their presents, the best of what they had, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We know about gold. Frankincense, not so much, though. And myrrh, probably even less. But things in some ways that demonstrated what was going to happen to him. He was going to be a king, but he was also going to be crucified, and he was going to be buried, and he was going to be prepared for burial using some of these things when the time came. And then they left, knowing what Herod was up to. It went another way. Epiphany is the revelation of the Christ to the Gentiles. Paul, in the lesson that you heard Ed read, said, I'm appointed to be the speaker to the Gentiles. I'm going to bring them the good news. In some respects, he's talking to his Jewish brothers who are saying, we really don't care about what you do, but why do you do it with them? They're dirty. They're not acceptable. They're Gentiles. They're the goyim. They're not the good people. They're not us. And you're going to go to them? And you're going to proclaim this good news to them? And you're not going to proclaim it to us? Well, I think he tried. I think even Peter tried, who was the apostle to the Jews. And they still didn't get it. They still didn't understand it. Still didn't make sense to them. And it never would. 2,000 years later, it still hasn't. But this is what Paul comes to be, is the apostle sent to the Gentiles, the rest of the world that wasn't Jewish, to proclaim to them the good news of God in Christ Jesus, that God had come to earth in the form of a human being. God was taking on human form. God was making it possible for people to see him for what he was. Because prior to this, if you saw God, you were a dead man. Basically, in the Old Testament, you didn't look on God and live. There were very few people that did. When the law came down and he had gone up and gotten it, Moses came down with it and he had spoken to God. He had been in God's presence and he lived. And then the Jews, of course, did their thing. When he was gone, they decided, well, he's not coming back, so we'll make our own kind of God. And they built themselves a little altar. They built themselves a little God the way they wanted it. And he came down. He had a fit. He had the two tablets of the law in his hands, and he looked at what they did, and he threw them on the ground and crushed them. So there he was, being the bringer of the covenant with God and man, which they'd already destroyed by deciding to go into the God business themselves. And finally it was decided that he'd go back up again, take another chance. I mean, Moses had brass. I mean, he was going to go up there. He'd already taken the chance to go into the presence of God and live through it, which most people understood you don't do it. If you see God, you die. He went up, he encountered God again, they discussed it, and he gave them the thing the second time, and he went down, and they lived with it after that. They didn't always behave real well, but they didn't set up any gods again, so they continued to be a nation, and they continued to go on, and eventually they take the promised land, and they become the Jewish nation. And then Herod's the king. And Herod doesn't want to be usurped by some baby king in the Jews. He doesn't want to hear about the king of the Jews. He wants the Jews to just shut up and leave him alone. Go back in their corner, worship in their temple, and leave me be. But having a king, this is a substantial number of people. If he's king of the Jews, what position does that leave me in? So he becomes really uncomfortable. The original lesson, the original language is kind of neat. It comes out, he got all lathered up. And that's what he did. I mean, he had a fit. Because this was a challenge to his position. He didn't know what was going to happen. But he sure didn't want the king of the Jews. Then Paul comes along. This is after 30 years. This is after Jesus had been crucified and risen. And Paul comes along as Jesus' messenger, not just to the Jews, but to the Gentiles, to the people who were nothing, the people who were unacceptable, the not holy people, the not God's people, us. If it wasn't for Jesus coming by way of people like Paul to the Gentiles, we wouldn't have it. We wouldn't be here. We'd either be Jews or we'd be nothing, because we wouldn't have anything. So the fact that we're forgiven, the fact that we can celebrate what we do is the forgiveness of God and receive his body and blood for our salvation, is because he came as a child, he came as a human being, and he was revealed first to the Gentiles. And those three people who came from the east worshiped him and then left. Epiphany, the revelation of the Christ to the Gentiles. And that, folks, is us. Give thanks to God that that's his major present to us at Christmas, that he was King of the Jews, that he's also God, the one who forgives us. As we are the ones Paul came to, we are the Gentiles. We are the ones that it was revealed to. Rejoice and live in the promise of his forgiveness, now and forever. Amen.